Hello, you're listening to a summary of our recently accepted article in JNC titled Iterative Reconstruction Incorporating Background Correction Improves Quantification of 18F Sodium Fluoride PET Images of Patients with Abdominal Aortic Aneurysm, as presented by the lead author, Mercy Akerele from the University of Leeds. Going through our topic, one might begin to wonder, what is abdominal aortic aneurysm? Why PET imaging? And to say the least, why sodium fluoride PET imaging? So let me start by saying this, that abdominal aortic aneurysm is a dilation of the abdominal aorta to more than 50% compared to the normal aortic diameter. This disease is life-threatening, with more than 80% mortality rate. And currently, this accounts for over 8,000 deaths annually in the UK. Can you imagine that? Well, the recent clinical method of intervention is to put patients diagnosed with aneurysm under surveillance check to monitor their progression as the aneurysm diameter is increasing. But the limitation of this practice is that currently, abdominal aortic aneurysm is non-linear in growth, and the risk of rupture cannot be easily predicted only using the diameter. This is because you have some patients with small aneurysm and they tend to rupture, whereas you might have a patient with very big aneurysm and yet it's not ruptured yet. So this suggests the use of a more reliable tool to identify patients at risk of aneurysm rupture. And here comes molecular imaging, PET. At the moment, FDG is the most commonly used radiotracer for imaging aneurysm due to its property of detecting vascular diseases caused by inflammation. And this has shown to be a key process in aneurysm progression. However, different studies have shown contradictory findings in terms of correlation between FDG uptake and aneurysm expansion or risk of rupture. So at the moment, the use of an alternative radiotracer, sodium fluoride, is currently being explored as a biomarker for microcalcification in the PET imaging of aneurysm. But because sodium fluoride is taken up by the bone, there is another confounding issue of the spilling contamination from the bone into the aneurysm. And this affects quantification at the aneurysm site close to the bone, especially at the posterior edge of the bone. And this is what our research claimed to address. Some common method of mitigating this issue is by excluding areas of the spilling coming from the bone into the aneurysm. But this practice is subjective to clinician choices and also some important physiological information might be lost in the excluded region. And here comes our research. Our research, one, tends to evaluate the extent of the spilling contamination coming from the bone into the aneurysm, and also to use a background correction technique to correct for this aneurysm, hence improving quantification and patient management. We use 72 data sets of patients that have been diagnosed with asymptomatic aneurysm with diameter greater than 40 millimeter. And these data were reconstructed with the OSEM algorithm incorporating PSF modeling. And additionally, we incorporated the background correction technique into the reconstruction algorithm to remove the contamination from the bone. And ROI analysis was done by drawing ROI over the aneurysm and also by excluding some parts close to the bone. Our investigation showed that spilling effect affects the aneurysm site close to the bone. But using our method, BC method, you can have efficient quantification at the aneurysm site without standing the risk of removing some important information from the aneurysm. And in terms of patient management, there's an improved management compared to the conventional method of excluding some areas close to the bone. as we have shown in about 4 patients, which initially showed some insignificant uptake in the aneurysm, but when we use the background correction technique, there's a significant uptake. So in conclusion, we've been able to show that our method is effective in removing the spilling activity from the bone into the aneurysm. But this is not limited to bone imaging alone. We can in principle apply it to any mappable region where an automated ROI can be drawn on the BC image, thereby reducing the risk of removing some important physiological optic information. Thanks for listening.